You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I crashed for about 2 hours yesterday.
Oh, that must have felt good.
We had a story. Was it yesterday? Like the perfect nap is 36 minutes. I blew that way out of the water. Way out of the water.
26 minutes.
Was it 26?
So really?
I was overdone. Like, it. You know, I sat on the couch. I was like, this is going to be 20 minutes. And it was 2 hours later.
Two hours.
I woke up. I was like, my God, what happened? But it felt good.
For you,
it was the weather. I needed it for sure.
So tell me about the guest we have.
We got a guest in here today. We can chat a little bit more probably in trending that today's you're going to see a lot of sons and daughters at work today because it is take your kiddo to work day today. So Rita Reno is in here. Say hi, buddy.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, that mic's not working. Here, now try it again.
Hi, everybody.
There it is. That's the one. He was super excited. Like last night, we packed his little lunch. He had his clothes set out.
What do we have for lunch today?
What'd you bring?
I brought some peppers and blackberries.
Yeah? What else?
Yogurt.
And a bubbly. Very, very healthy kid right here.
Peppers, as in
bell peppers.
Bell peppers?
Yeah, he loves bell peppers. And he's rocking all of his Nuggets gear today, and I think he's been over at the sports station more than he has over here, so... He's really excited.
Wearing his Jokic jersey and everything.
He does have his Jokic jersey. This is the first time he's actually ever been to a radio station for as long as I've worked here. It's the first time he's popped in. And
that is so weird to me.
Last year of elementary school, so I was like, you know what? We'll let you come in for take your kiddo to work day today. What's the best thing you've seen so far?
Well, just being on here is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, isn't it?
Mm.
I'll tell you the best thing he's seen so far. The chips in the vending machine are only 25 cents.
A lot better than those bell peppers, aren't they?
It's been quite the talk this morning. He's like, yeah, yeah, all these microphones and speakers, that's all cool. But have you seen the price of chips in the vending machine?
And I'm thinking, let's see, bell peppers, yogurt, or sun chips.
Yeah, which one? Sun chips? Yeah, that's what he wants. All right.
Well, good. Well, have fun. Make sure you show him where the hole punch and stapler are.
Yeah, yeah. We'll take some pictures later. And he's wondering if he could do the Boys Against the Girls announcement live today.
Yeah,
since that is him on the recording. So we'll do that
live. Yeah, but Reed, you can't screw it up, though. I mean, a lot of pressure on you. Don't screw it up.
You got it?
Well, I hear it every...
I know, but in the moment, you know, when you're...
Right, freeze up.
Right there, you could freeze knowing that a million people are listening.
Yeah. Say hi to Mom real quick.
Hi, Mom.
There you go.
Who do you like better, your mom or your dad?
Both the same.
Hey, good answer.
No, that doesn't work that way. I mean, like, they have a favorite child, either you or Lila, but we're not going to get into that right now, but... Which one is your favorite parent? You can say.
Say it. It's Mom. You got to talk.
Just say,
right? Say it.
Say it's your mom.
I don't want to answer that.
Yeah, you don't need to answer that. That's cool.
All right.
We don't want to make things awkward.
All right. Reed, have fun today, and we look forward to the live Boys Against the Girls in a couple of hours.
All right.
That'll be good.
Cool. Say thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming in. Glad you're here, man.
All
right. Go get those sun chips.
Go get them. All right. So what's with your date and stuff yesterday?
No, before I get to that.
Oh, court. You had court.
I drove. It took me a long time to get there and to go through the rigmarole, but I spent 45 minutes inside the Superior Court uploading the documents to legally change my name. And here's what's funny. I've been thinking about doing this for so long, and when I finally did it, I pulled a Jeremy.
Oh, did you get sentimental?
I got sentimental, and I started wondering,
Is this the right...
I really want to do this?
Yeah, is this the right thing? This is who I've been.
If you think about it, you've got your name for decades, and I'm like, well, this...
Did you bail out on it? Did you run out?
No,
did you scamper out?
I did it. I just felt like I rarely feel like Jeremy, and this time I did.
It's been, you know, who you are for all these years.
It's my identity, but it's changing.
God, I had Katie going for the longest time, who comes on after us yesterday when we got off the air and we were all done and we're just standing in here talking, and Dom had already logged off, and she's like, so what's Dom changing his name to? And I said, Chad. I was like, he's just, it was like, he had an Uncle Chadwick, and it just means a lot to him. And so, like, straight faced, rolled with it. And she's like, so are we changing it to Chad and Jeremy in the morning? I was like, yeah, the marketing department's working on all the branding and everything right now. And I had her going easily for 30 minutes before Josh ruined it, our producer.
He doesn't know how to keep the joke going.
He doesn't. He's joking.
Let me cut off any text messages we might start getting. The only thing I'll say is that I'm changing the spelling of my first name, because of my first name on my birth certificate is a little different than what's on my Social Security, and I need those two to match.
Yeah.
So after all these years, I'm finally fixing it legally so it matches what's on my Social Security. So the name that I've got on my birth certificate is now going to be changed. So
there you go. Good.
But I'm still Dom, so it doesn't matter.
Just Dom.
And then I went and I met a couple of new friends that I met at a bar a few weeks ago, and we met up for dinner also in the downtown-ish area. And I got to say two things. One, these are two great guys. I don't know if they want to continue to hang out with a loser like me, but they're very cool, and I like them a lot. And secondly, the food and the adult beverages were quite good, and you want to know how long we sat there?
What, like 5 hours or something?
4 hours.
Good for you, though. That's good.
Yeah.
You needed this.
Finally, it was like 10 something. I was like, dudes, I got to go. I mean, I got to do a morning show. And it's an hour drive back to my house.
Yeah.
So I got home at about 11:15 last night.
Wow. Party animal.
Yeah. I got to say, a great, great time. And what I found out is that this restaurant that we went to apparently seems to be a magnet for celebrities.
Okay.
Because they were talking about all the people they've seen there. And our server, really cool guy named Michael, was talking about how just two nights ago, Harrison Ford was in.
No way.
And he was talking about how cool Harrison Ford was. And there was one woman in there who was kind of being obnoxious, wanting to go over and talk with Harrison Ford and get her picture taken. Mm-hmm. And she was saying, I've got all these pictures of celebrities kissing me on the cheek. I want Harrison Ford to do it.
That's
and,
annoying.
You know, all of us there at the table, including the server, were in agreement that when a celeb like that comes in, leave them alone.
Absolutely. Gaze from afar. Don't bug them.
So Eric, who was sitting there, one of my new buddies, Eric and Brett, it's the Eric and Brett show. Eric goes, did she get the photo with Harrison Ford kissing her? And Michael's like, yeah.
Oh, no.
He did. Yeah.
But you know what?
He gave her some little kiss on the cheek.
Old Harrison's probably used to that. He just rolls with it. He's like, knowing him.
So I don't know. Like we were joking on the show yesterday, it was like a test drive for friendship. I think these guys are great. Whether they want to hang out with me again, I don't know. There was talk about going to see this unveiling of a new Ferrari SUV. Have you heard about this?
No.
It's an SUV made by Ferrari. And Brett pulled up photos of it. He's like, oh, my God, look at this. You should pull it up here when we get off the air. Take a look at it. Guess the price tag of the Ferrari SUV.
$200,000 car.
Keep guessing.
Really? $250,000.
Keep on guessing.
$400,000.
That's it.
My God.
It's a $400,000 SUV.
That?
Criminals.
Well, at least go to the unveiling, at least. Don't scratch it.